and gentlemen, welcome to The Psy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Psy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Psy, and today I have singer and actress Trina E. Braxton. Trina is the fifth child of Michael and Evelyn Braxton. She is a multi-talented actress and singer. She has acted in pilot plays Meet the Browns as Tracy Stevens and was also a part of the play Rise, written by Cheryl Salt James Ray from Salt and Pepper and Christopher Play Martin from the rap duo Kid and Play. Trina has appeared in The Walk with Eva Pigford and Vanessa Bell and has toured and traveled with several other plays. Trina currently resides in Atlanta, the ATL, as they call it, and has joined the Psy Effect Radio Show today to discuss Braxton's family values, along with her music career and more. I'll be right back with our special guest after this quick commercial break. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Hi, Trina. Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Mama.
Hey, Psy. Thank you. What's up, Buttercup?
Oh, you know, it's your world. Hey, I'm just busy
right
now. Thank you.
Welcome
Thank
to my
you.
World.
Hey. And I'm partying, and I'm not going home either, for real.
Hello.
Now, thank you for coming on and hanging out with us today. I want to first say congratulations on you getting your college degree, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a long time coming, and, you know, a lot of people told me, oh, you don't need to get your degree. What's the purpose? You don't need to get your degree. You know what?
Right.
Yes, I did. It lets me know that, number one, I can finish something that I...
Yes.
And number two, as a parent, I think it's really important that if you want to instill academic children, you have to be an example.
I agree.
So
I agree.
So I did it for reasons, and I did it for myself first, and I'm so glad that I was able to finish. It was really not just surreal, but it was just one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life.
I can imagine, and you've probably motivated millions others as well to pursue that. You know, just because you're on television doesn't mean it stops right there. You know what I mean?
I do. Because you know what? Even after, you know, when we do these reality shows and all that, you know, life still goes on afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your education is one thing that no one can ever take away from you. People can say, oh, we're going to stop doing the show. People can say, oh, well, we're going to, you know, pour holes on your house or take the car. But you know what? They cannot take your education away from you.
Damn right. Now, I see you getting your tweeter on, or, you know, that's what the old folks say, tweeter. You know, they don't say Twitter, they say tweeter. I see you on Twitter getting it in. Now, people want to know, what is Boom Boom? What does that mean?
You know, a boom boom is a term of endearment. It just means like darling, or, you know, something to that effect. And I used to use the word darling all the time.
Uh-huh.
And just one time, and it was happenstance. And I was like, oh, you got it, darling, you got it, darling. And one time I was like, oh, you got it, boom boom. And I just started putting boom boom, boom boom, boom boom after everything. And it just kind of happened. It wasn't like I didn't try to make it up or
anything
like that. It was happenstance.
Well, we love it. We love it. Now, boom boom meant something else totally different when I was growing up. You know, you call somebody boom boom, you better throw up your dukes.
Really? Honestly?
Yes. Down here in the South, girl, Miami, Florida, what? Call somebody
what?
Boom boom out here. You better.
Really?
You better get scrap. You better get Tony, Tamar, Tawanda, Mama Braxton, all of them to back you up, scrap.
Are you kidding me? Because I'm going to tell you this, though. You mess with one, you mess with them all. I'm telling you that right
now.
I know.
That's why I named them all. I got your brother. I tried to name them all, and Tracy.
Yes, and now, Michael's my brother.
Yes, Michael, and he's singing too. You all are entertainers. That is amazing.
Yes.
I know you all were raised in the church and you started in the church. Getting to your album, how does it feel to be on your own and not on stage with your sisters?
You know, at first it was very nervousing, if that's a word. If not,
mm-hmm.
we know I make words up all the time anyway.
And that's okay. Because
I'm used to, right. I'm used to looking to my left or to my right and seeing one of my sisters. And now it's like just Trina. And it's a whole new different genre. It's a whole new different world for me, especially because I'm not doing R&B music. I'm doing, you know, retro pop music. But I had to do something that was real and true and indicative to who Trina is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fun. I'm bubbly. I like to drink. You know, I like to do all kinds of things. And I had to do something that reflected who I am as a person.
Right, right. And we love it. We love that you were. I know it's difficult. Come over here, girl. When that video, when you actually performed for the first time on the show, I was on the couch pop locking. You know, I have lupus, so I couldn't get up and, you know, do my little, you know, moves. But, you know, I was
popping. Wow. Tony suffers from lupus.
Yes, I know. She's my lupus sister. We're sisters.
Yes.
Through lupus.
Yes.
So blessings to her. I hope she's well. How was the rest of the family?
The family is well, and blessings to you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much.
But everybody as well. We have no cause to complain. God is good.
God is good. Amen. Now, back to your album again. You know, the single, Party or Go Home. Were you afraid to go into a different genre of music, being that, you know, Tamar, R&B, Toni Braxton's R&B? Were you afraid to come out of the box and just do your own thing and not follow what the rest of your sisters are doing musically?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Because, you know, when you think the Braxtons, you automatically think R&B.
Yes.
You automatically think or adult contemporary, you know, like for Toni. You know, but like I said, I had to do something that represented who Trina was. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even though we all grew up listening to, you know, all the staple singers, you know, we listened to the Whitney Houstons and, you know, all the gospel greats and all of that. But I, even though we're cut from the same cloth, I'm a different kind of chick. I listen to those 80s rock groups. I listen to Def Leppard. I listen to Whitesnake. I listen to Alice in Chains. You know what I mean? Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Hello, he's still so cute. You know?
Yes.
But that's... But, you know, but that's Trina. Trina's, I'm a true pop chick. I'm a jeans and T-shirt kind of girl. I'm a, you know, fried bologna and cheese kind of girl. You know what I mean?
I mean?
But I had to be true to who I am because I'm the only person I know how to be. And if you come out trying to be fake, you know, everyone will feel it. They will feel that presence. And if I'm trying to do something that is not reflective of who I am, it's not going to work because you can only fake
not.
But for so long.
Absolutely. I commend you for coming out and doing you. That's what's important. So many people in the industry get caught up in the music execs in their ear and them trying to conform. So I really commend you for coming out and doing you. Now, I want you to introduce your single.
Well, I am Trina Braxton, and my very, very by myself in my life, Party or Go Home. You got to love it. You got to listen to it. And it's available on iTunes. www.trinabraxton.com. Hello.
Yeah, get it right. She's a hot star. Big bullet, let's go. Tree. Where you at, baby?
Thank you.
going to have the same vibe, the party anthem?
The whole EP is very, very retro pop. Any ballads, you will not hear any R&B on it whatsoever. I think it's really, really important for me to establish myself as an artist first. And later on, if I decide to do some ballads or even a little R&B in there, that's going to be fine. But I think it's important for me to establish who I am as an artist first.
Roy from the Sci Effect radio show fan page on Facebook, he wants to know, when can we expect this EP?
The EP should be out maybe late September.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
so
it's right around the corner, boo.
Yes. So it's kind of right around the corner from the Braxton Family Values, which is going to be starting in August, right?
August 16th. And when the new 2.5 Braxton Family Values show premieres, you'll also see my video.
All right. Yeah. You shot the video.
I'm really excited about it. I'm so excited.
No, I'm excited. I'm hoping you're doing some moves that I can mimic without breaking my neck, okay? I hope you make those moves like 1-2 steps.
Let me tell you something. I'm a bit choreographically challenged. We all know this. I'm not trying to act like I'm, you know, Paula Abdul, because I'm not.
Right.
I'm no Janet Jackson. However, I try to stay with it. I try to keep it together, though. Hey, Trina.
I know you do. And you look good. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. I love your energy. I love your realness. I love the show. I have sisters myself. And what I love about the show is that it's real. You guys fight. You guys argue. But at the end of the day, you have each other's back. And that's what's important. And I thank you for presenting that positiveness on television and what we need right now.
Thank you. Thank you. But, you know, the first thing we need to do is attribute that to our parents. Because, you know, they've instilled those values in us that it's okay to use your words. They never let us physically fight. They always taught us to be each other's best friend, and that's what we are. And that's a blessing and a curse, because number one, we know everything about each other. So we know how to push each other's buttons.
Right,
but at the same token, we know how to build each other up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the good comes with the bad, no matter what relationship you're in, especially when you're a sister. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know everything about each other. But,
yes,
you know,
you do.
But my parents. Hello. Hello. But we try to keep it too to put it on mute. But,
yeah.
But you know, we do have to attribute it to good upbringing and our parents.
Okay. Well, we got to give a shout out to Mr. Michael and Ms. Evelyn Braxton, Mama
hey,
and Daddy
Mommy,
Braxton,
Daddy.
For bringing these beautiful souls into the world and sharing them with us, the fans, the viewers. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the Sci Effect. Now, before you go, I know you got to go. What other projects are you working on? I know you've been doing some acting and stuff.
Yes. Well, as you guys know, that Tamar and I are on The Soul Man, which is on TV Land with Cedric Entertainer and Niecy Nash. So we are the Pinky Sisters on Soul Man. So you guys make sure you watch our friends over in TV Land. Right? I know, I'm so excited about that. Well, my EP is taking up a lot of my time, and we're also filming season 3 as well. So it's like that's like all I have time for. And I'm a mom. And I'm kind of sort of a wife, I guess. And, There's a lot going on.
Yeah. How do you balance being a mom, wife, and all of that with everything that you're doing?
It's definitely not easy, but my mom always told us, when you keep God first, everything else falls into place.
There you have it. As simple as that.
Three F's that I live by, Si.
What's that?
There's three F's, they fall in the same they find in line chronologically. Faith, family, then finances. Hello.
Hey, I'm adopting that. Well, Miss Braxton, Miss Trina, the beautiful Trina Braxton, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the Sci Effect Radio Show. We are excited to see the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Sci Effect fan page. Also, I am Sci on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Sci Effect.